Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Buongiorno, hello, welcome to the BT Sport MotoGP podcast from Italy. I'm Susie Perry. What a round this was, with three race wins for three Italian riders. In this podcast, you can hear from Andrea Dovizioso, Danilo Petrucci, Maverick Vinales, Cal Crutchlow, Colin Edwards, Neil Hodgson, Keith Ewan, Julian Ryder, Gavin Emmett, and of course, my good self. But first, here's how the race was won.
Even the Valentino Rossi stand is up on their feet and firing the fireworks already. It's the last lap of the Italian Grand Prix. It's an Italian motorcycle leading it with Italian steering it. And surely Dovizioso, well, they hired Jorge Lorenzo to do just this. But in the end, it's Andrea Dovizioso that's going to do this. As we come to the closing stages then, Maverick Vinales is too far away to strike, barring a massive mistake by Andrea Dovizioso, and he's not noted for them, that is for certain. Danilo Petrucci, remember, is another Italian on another Ducati. He's in third place at the moment. Rossi is only in fourth place. He surely will be revered by the fans as usual as the GOAT. But this week, they are going to be celebrating two more.
Oh no!
Down has gone Marquez.
It's Pedrosa and Crutchlow. And Cal is not happy.
We'll work out that in just a moment, because right now we are going to celebrate with this young man, Andrea Dovizioso. The Italian wins the Italian MotoGP. It is going to be Ducati's finest hour, surely, here at Mugello. Over the line from Vinales. Petrucci is a stunning third place. Rossi is a brilliant fourth, considering the way this week has gone for him. Over the line will come Bautista Marquez, Zarco in seventh place. Lorenzo should get eighth.
He does.
From Pirro, the factory test rider. Iannone on the Suzuki is in tenth place.
I don't think anybody particularly expected that result that way round. I mean, you know, we knew Dovi was going to be good. We weren't quite sure. But really, any one of six riders we thought could take it today.
But Dovi hadn't really shown anything all weekend that he had that kind of, I mean, that pace. But let's say staying at the front. And it was just a phenomenal race. And his lap times were unbelievable. Smooth. Just within a tenth or two the whole time.
Yeah, they really
were. Yeah, and I mean, he's not... I don't want this to sound harsh. He's not a usual winner. I don't know how many MotoGPs
he's
had.
Is this his third victory?
First one in the proper dry as well. So in that position as well, the Italian in the Italian Grand Prix, the pressure going to get to him on the last three or four laps? That's what I was thinking. You know, obviously, Vinales was relentless with the pressure, but he just did a stunning job, and I'm really pleased for him because nice guys do win, and he's one of the nicest guys in the paddock.
Yeah, he really is. How much of today's win was down to tyres, do you think?
Obviously, you had to make the right choice. Some of the guys did struggle a little bit, but Vinales was hard, I think, and he was right there. Dovi on a medium.
He was on mediums.
Medium rear and front. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it worked out. At the end of the day, it was 22 laps, not 28.
So
that's all you needed.
Well, we'll get to tyres, and we'll get to the Hondas, who didn't perform their best today. But let's start at the very start. Then we'll go back and have a look at this, because really, actually, it's Valentino Rossi that got the whole shot, got some squirt off the line, Colin.
Yeah, no, yeah, unbelievable. Once he got out front, me and you were looking at each other saying, come on, here we go. But it didn't last too long. We get in here, I mean, all kinds of bumping and barging. That bump going into turn one added for some excitement all race long.
There's some scare. The problem with turn one is obviously everyone's trying to make up time, and the turn two is pretty much one line, but how they all got through there, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's scary going through there on the first lap because there's not a lot of room.
And early doors, we saw, you know, it was Jorge Lorenzo. All right. It was Lorenzo that really was standing there as the Ducati man in the sunlight. I mean, he was right out there, and it looked like he got something going on, but then it kind of faded quite quickly, really, didn't it?
Yeah, and that's where Dovey got a little squirrely on the inside there. But, yeah, Lorenzo was out front, and we thought, okay, here we go. And then, obviously, Valentino looking at Lorenzo. It's like a big target on his back. I don't think so. Excuse me. Pardon me. Coming through.
Yes, we knew the Ducatis had a chance. They're always going to be fast on the straight, but we did not expect them to put a race together like that.
Well, you know, it was Dovey, wasn't it? That kind of, once he took the lead, you knew that he suddenly meant business. Let's have a look at that move then.
It just, the typical Ducati power. Yeah. Set it up. It came out the last corner, similar speed to Maverick Viñales, but used the power. But the hardest thing is, approaching that last corner, is getting it stopped, and he just about managed it perfectly. So, yeah. What a day he's had.
What a day he's had. Let's hear from him now. He's chatting with Argav.
Andrea, congratulations on winning on an Italian bike in Mugello. I was going to say, when you woke up this morning, did you think this? But you didn't sleep, did you?
No, I woke up at 4 o'clock and I was sick. I don't know how, when you...
Food poisoning, yeah. Not just...
I was being sick. Exactly. And so the feeling wasn't so good after two hard day in Mugello. Before the race is not the best situation. And the feeling was quite bad also before the race. The energy wasn't so good, but my bike worked well. During the weekend, our speed was there. We worked very well and the speed was there. So I knew the bike was good to fight for the podium. And I didn't know during the race what I really can do. I decided to go in front at 10 laps to the end. With no reason, but it worked because at that time I wasn't faster, but the reality is that the competitor was on the limit, so it was enough to stay 10 laps in front.
What did Claudio Domenicali say to you and Paolo Ciabatti? What have the big bosses said after this one to you when you've seen them down there? You were in tears. Were there a few tears from them?
Well, we can't say everything.
What did you just say to the fans out there as well when you saw them all on the straight?
For Italian, or for all the Italian people, you can see just the yellow, almost just the yellow in Italy. But it's nice because also if Valentino wasn't on the podium, like when I was in Honda, the Valentino fans pushed me. So I'm really happy about that. That is something very, very, very difficult and... It's difficult to explain when you see a lot of people under you when you are on the podium. Is a big sensation and not a lot of person in the world can feel it.
Susie called it bellissimo. I'd say it was magnifico. What's the Italian word to describe this, would you say?
Bellissimo.
Bellissimo, that's the one, that works. Susie got it right then. Dovi, go and enjoy it with your team and your fans as well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah, your Italian's pretty good, eh?
Thank you very much. Better than Gavin's, apparently. Like that would ever happen. Just let's talk about that interview for a second, because a few things. First of all, he's up at 4 o'clock throwing up and he's not feeling very good. He can go and do that. What can he do for the rest of the season?
I don't know, but I really liked his... For no reason, you know. Yeah, 10 laps to go. I decided to leave for no reason. But just, you know, and just to say he had no plan.
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Had no plan. Yeah. He was just going at it.
No master plan, but again, he's not an out-and-out winner. He's not one of these people. It sounds harsh on him, doesn't it? But he wasn't expecting to win the race at the start of the race. He would have been over the moon with the podium. So
yeah. It was just... Now, that for me, is that the key point here? Because he wasn't expecting to win the race. We have not been talking him up, particularly all weekend. I mean, he's been there or thereabouts. You know, and we know that Ducati have had great speed here, but nobody's put that pressure on him or on them, the home win. It's always about Rossi here, you know. And no expectation. Does that make it easier or not?
There's something weird. I mean, Montezuma's revenge or whatever he had when you had the flu. You've ridden sick. I've ridden sick. For some reason, you ride good, don't you?
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know why that is.
And it's the same with if you get a slight injury. It's almost like, I have a theory behind it. I don't know if it's right. But,
oh, let's hear it.
No, let's hear it.
Go on, this will be a classic.
No, but if you've got a bit of an injury, in between races, you just sit and relax and rest up. And I think people train too hard sometimes, and it's like you use all your testosterone. You come to the weekend, and you've used some of your supply. I think when you rest... Susie, stop smiling at me. I think when you rest, you turn up at the weekend, and you're full of it.
You're always full of it.
Oh, no, yeah. I walked right into that one, didn't I?
I'm not quite sure how much testosterone I've ever got, but enough to have been here for 22 years, so it must be quite a lot, actually. I think you're right. I think that kind of... You have less expectation, you put less pressure on yourself, yes. Don't you? And that's obviously what did him good today, because you've got to look at Andrea Dovizioso and say, he doesn't look very well. I mean, he looks poorly.
He's going to look here good after... I don't care if he's got a hurt belly or not, he's going to have a few drinks tonight, I guarantee.
No, he won't care what he looks like, because he's just gone and won his home Grand Prix, which was utterly sensational. And not only did the crowd embrace him, as he mentioned there, you know, you see yellow, but they were cheering for him. They were thrilled for him. They were also thrilled about third spot.
I was so pleased. Again, another real good guy in the paddock. A guy you definitely didn't expect to get on the podium. You know, it's a satellite team. Yes, we know he's done a lot of testing. It is the latest Ducati. It's a 2017, but it's been tough for Danilo.
And the tears were flowing, and quite right too. He's so emotional. He's Danilo Petrucci, as we call him, Petrucci. He's with Gaff.
Danilo, congratulations. That looked emotional up there on the podium for you, but on the podium in the dry for the first time, and you do it in Mugello. How good's that?
Yeah. If someone say this on Tuesday, I say, okay, where I have to sign for be on the podium on Sunday. And yesterday, it's been a pity because I could start from the front row, but for 5 centimeters, I missed my lap was cancelled. But I knew that I got a good pace, but for me, a good target was the top five. But then when I was at the half of the race with the first four, I said, okay, now I wait the last laps. But then I in Italy, I have something...
Extra, do you think?
Yeah, because it's our home race for my team, for my factory. It's unbelievable. And at the end, I say, okay, I try. I pass Valentino, I pass Maverick, and then I stay with Dovi. But I was completely out of breath at the end. I said, okay, try to stay up now. Second is okay. And then Maverick was a little bit faster. At the end, he's always aggressive. And I tried to stay with him to try at the last lap, but it was too fast. And maybe I got the rear tire very, very consumed and was finished. And then I managed to stay on the podium. It's a very, very big present for my team. And it's a fantastic day for me.
It really is a fantastic day for Danilo. And it's worth mentioning as well, you know, off the third row today. I mean,
he came from a long way back. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes, he got a good start, but he closed the gap on the leaders. He was the fastest man on the track for a good 4 or 5 laps.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the man that he couldn't get past today to get second place, Maverick Vinales, who had a great ride. And, you know, he looked like he was pretty much pushing that bike to the max.
Yeah, Maverick was going great. Danilo gets by him, and then he just gets the drive here onto the front straight, which you don't see this very often, a Yamaha passing a Ducati on the straight. But he pulled up alongside of him, just outbroke him, and then after this, Danilo couldn't do anything with him.
And it's hard, though, isn't it? You know, because what I did notice he did, he sort of went across in front of him a little bit.
Yeah, that was close.
A little bit on the dirty side.
From
Maverick, yeah. When you outbreak somebody, you know, obviously, with it, you've just passed them there, you don't take their line, and he started to come across at that point. I spotted it straight away, and I thought,
It was close.
I'm not sure Maverick Vinales has made many friends in Italy today, but he's probably got a helicopter to get himself out of here. Let's confirm today's MotoGP race result in Mugello. A win, a very popular win for Andrea Dovizioso, his third in his career. Maverick Vinales was second today, the championship leader. And Danilo Petrucci on the podium in third. Valentino Rossi just pushed off today in fourth. Alvaro Bautista sensational in fifth. Marc Marquez sixth. Joan Zarco seventh. Jorge Lorenzo eighth. Michele Pirro, who's the test rider for Ducati, in ninth. And Andrea Iannone in 10th. Let's catch up then with the man who was second on track today. Here's Maverick Vinales.
Maverick, congratulations on second place. What were you thinking though when the clouds were there for Moto3 and Moto2 and it was cooler and you were good on the hard tyre yesterday? Was it a worry?
Yes, because it rained a little bit sometimes, some spots, so I was a little bit worried because in the wet, still we don't have the best setup, so I was just wishing for good weather. Finally, it was like that. The start were quite good. I'm so happy. Finally, we finished second in the first corner. I was trying to make my best, to try to overtake Valentino. But Jorge was really strong. In the first laps, we were so fast. I'm really surprised how he started the laps. Honestly, he been really fast at the beginning. But anyway, I said, okay, I have to concentrate. I have to give my best. When I overtake Valentino, I said, okay, now you have to do the lap times. I did many 47s, but still Dovizioso was just behind me. I could not open a gap. It was nearly impossible. In the middle of the race, I tried to save the tire just in the case I needed in the last laps. I tried, but anyway, today was the day to make points and to finish second. Some days you have to finish second. Really good, really happy, and happy to be here in the podium.
Made points, 26 now is the gap actually to Andrea in second place. How does that make you feel heading to Barcelona next, heading to your real home track?
Really nice. I will try my best, you know. I want so much to go to Catalunya. It's one track that I love. Last year, I did one of my best results, fighting with Dani for the podium, finally finished four. And I think this year we can do a really good job. We have to work a little bit more on the electronics, but for sure we're going to be really strong.
We saw today the Ducati, strongest we've seen it so far this year, the Honda not so. Are you worried more about Ducati now?
Well, today they were really strong. It's true that here they practice so much, so they have a perfect electronic all the time. And you could see on the race was honestly so good. And Dobby was riding especially good today. I think it was his day, you know, to win. But anyway, I feel my bike was on the place, was on the good level. I feeling in the last laps I could push a little bit more, try to catch Dovizioso. Some laps in my mind was trying to push, but finally I know it was really important, these 20 points of today.
We're looking forward to next week. You go home as a championship leader. Maverick, all the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, very good points in the bag for Maverick Viñales today, and just over a race win ahead now of the rest of the field, so that must feel pretty good for him. He talked about Dani Pedrosa in there, and there was a little bit of Honda hoo-ha today out on track. Let's have a look at that. How did you see this?
Yeah, I mean, this looks like Pedrosa going up the inside, but he came from so far back, it was never going to work. He was going to go wide and take Cal with him, and obviously, look how far back he comes from. And the guy in there lost the front, and away they went.
Absolutely,
though, it's not
like that, is it, at all? I mean, your absolute worst nightmare. And Cal's really upset. The problem is, you've worked the whole race. There's only about three or four corners to go. It was a very silly move.
And we know that bike's not easy to ride here.
Yeah, so by the end of it, honestly, your tongue's dragging on the floor. It's that exhausting.
Can't get that quite out of my mind. But, no, absolutely. Let's have a look then at how the championship looks after today's race. This is that 26 gap that Viñales has got over Dovizioso, and then just 4 points behind is Valentino Rossi hanging on to third there. Marc Marquez is fourth. Dani Pedrosa's in fifth. Joan Zarco, sixth. Jorge Lorenzo, seventh. Danilo Petrucci is eighth. Jonas Folger, ninth. And Cal now is in 10th place. We can go to Gavin live because someone who had a terrific race today was Alvaro Bautista, or as he calls him, Alvaro.
Yeah, Alvaro, congratulations. That's a really, really strong ride. You'll know that as well, to hold off Mark. I'm sure you were feeling the pressure from behind. You proud of that ride today in Mugello?
Yeah, for sure. No, because for us it was very important to finish the race, no? After the last two races that we had a good pace for the race, but we didn't finish. Here our target is to end the race. And the first laps, I was a bit, not nervous, but like rigid, no? Because I didn't want to make a mistake, to don't crash or to have contact with other riders, no? So in the first lap, I lose some distance, no? And some position. But after a few laps, I start to relax and start to get my feeling. And then I saw how I can catch the other guys and pass them and catch the next one and pass the next one. So I enjoy for sure, no? At the mid-race, I catch Marquez. And yeah, I was a bit stronger than him.
I passed him and I tried to catch the front group, but I was catching them, but the difference was so small, no? So it was difficult, but anyway I tried to be consistent, no? And try to go far from Marquez, but it was impossible, no? Marquez stayed behind me all the time. I knew that in the last lap he tried to overtake me, but I tried to close all the doors, and at the end I can finish the race in front of him. So fifth place, I'm so happy, because especially we finished the race, and for our motivation is really good.
Alvaro, congratulations, brilliant ride, well done today.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Pacini gets on the gas. No mistake from Mattia Pacini. He is going to win his first Moto2 race. It's going to be the first time he has ever been on the podium after 86 starts in Moto2. Takes the win. And the world has gone mad here in the Italtrans team and all around the terraces. Another Italian win here at Mugello. And that is going to be one that's going to be celebrated again late into the night.
Fantastic to see.
Well, fellas, it's kind of picking points, really, but probably the most popular win of the day, Mattia Pacini. He's been around such a long time, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, from one win to the next, it's been such a long, a long time, you know. He was on pace all weekend, I think, before the race called. He'd be there with the BDS guys, but I certainly didn't expect him to win. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was certainly. Let's have a look towards the end of the race. We said, you know, one to watch, but because the Mark VDS team had been so dominant this year, nobody actually believed that it could happen.
No, incredible. And Luthi timed it really well. He sort of sat back for the whole of the race, and this is the last lap, and Luthi pulled the trigger and got in the lead. At this point, I actually feared for Pacini, because we knew how much he wanted it, and I had a horrible feeling that he was going to push too hard. But this section here, if you knew how difficult it is, not only to make one pass, but then to follow it through and the next corner dive underneath without losing any time. Yeah. Oh, I'd so take my hat off to him.
That was awesome. Amazing pass. I mean, two passes.
And at the time, you know, you said this is sort of won on passion, in a way. So desperation for him to win here.
He felt it, and he knew it, you know. I mean, those guys, they had their turn. They didn't check out, and he just had a good pace. The weird thing about Pacini, he spends a lot of time in the gravel trap, to be honest. Let's be honest. And he didn't put a wheel wrong today, which blows me away.
He didn't miss an apex. And like Colin says, we've seen him a lot. The last 4 or 5 years make mistake after mistake, and we sort of half expected him to crash. But like you said, that's the beauty of our sport. Sometimes the rider can really make the difference.
Especially
unlike
here.
With cars, for example. Yeah. You know, the rider can make the difference. And today, Pacini, or the whole weekend, he's come to his home Italian Grand Prix and he wanted it. And what a performance.
And particularly at this track, isn't it? Because it flows so well. You haven't got all those stupid stops and starts like you've got, you know, in places like those hairpin bends. They're just rubbish, aren't they?
Yeah, and the Italians, we know, they go good here. They've grown up here. And today was the day for Mattia.
Yeah, it certainly was, and it has been a long time. Let's cross over to our commentators, Jules and Keith. I know they enjoyed that one. Did we miss anything out in there? What did you think of that Moto2 race?
I don't think you missed anything out. I think the fact is that you imagine if that was the British Grand Prix. You imagine if we had the kind of day we've just had in Great Britain, what kind of emotion we'd all be going through at the moment. And I think with Italy feeling the way they feel about their motorsport, their motorcycle sport, we've had an exceptionally special day.
This is one we will remember for a very, very long time, Keith. It's Mugello's always a pleasure. Obviously, it's one of the highlights of the year. But that Moto2 race, Mattia Pacini on the floor in the first three races of the year, got back on, finished, and then a fifth and a fourth, and then the win. It's the story of his career at large.
I think in answer to your question, Susie, there's not much we can add to it, because this man made the race at the end of the day. Luthi, we all know about. Alex Marquez, we all know about. He denied them both. And the Italtrans team is a great little team as well. You know, the guy that he had up there for the Manufacturer's Trophy.
Santi,
we've known, you know, Giovanni for such a long time. Yeah. And he's been there, done that. But this man, 86 starts, and he's not had his race win yet, and he's just done it in front of an Italian crowd, a passionate Italian crowd.
And we just got a picture there of the two levers on the left bar. Effectively, he's a para-athlete competing with able-bodied athletes.
That is the point to make, and he's on top.
Well, it was a beautiful win today and a stunning performance by him. And interestingly, this championship, it looks good. You know, you think that Franco Morbidelli's running away from it, but let's have a look then at how the situation looks right now. It's a 13-point lead over Tom Luthi. You know, you would think that with all those wins that he would be running away, but Tom's hanging on to that. Alex Marquez, 78 points, a little way off, but then close behind him, Miguel Oliveira. Pecco Bagnaia is fifth. Matteo Pessini is now sixth. Domi Egerton, seventh. Taka Nakagami, despite today coming down, eighth. Luca Marini in ninth. And 10th is Simone Corsi.
Last corner is Pacini, turn 15. Mino gets a good corner, but Didier Antonio's right there. They're going to weave from side to side. Who's it going to be at the line? Didier Antonio's done it all right, but has he got the power to get by it by the line? No,
no,
he hasn't. Mino wins here. The VR46 team win here. Andrea Mino wins the Italian Moto3 Grand Prix in fine style.
Well, what a race that was. It was very difficult to keep up with. We can ask the man in second what it was like to be a part of Fabio Di Giannantonio. Sensational racing today. Incredible.
Thank
now,
you.
You've had a little bit of time to take it all in and have a think about it. Can you replay now your race for us in your head? How did it go for you?
I think it was a great result because, for sure, to be in the podium here in Mugello is a great thing, a great feeling. Also, doing two podiums in a row is really good, but the race was, I think, the most difficult race that I ever done because the leading group was, I don't know, 20 riders.
Yeah, too many riders. 20 riders within a second with only five laps to go. It was unbelievable.
It was incredible. When we was in the first corner, every time, I don't know, who first? Okay, me, go. Every time like this. And also the last lap, I was second. I said, perfect. Now I'm coming to win. I said to myself, now I win. It's perfect, all is perfect. But at the end, I was in the straight, and I saw that Mino was really fast. The KTM was really fast, and I couldn't get the perfect slipstream to catch him and then overtake him. But okay, it's okay. I'm quite happy.
So did you wake up this morning? Did you seriously think you could win today? Because you've been going good all weekend.
Yeah, to win, maybe. My the podium, yes.
So who were the two or three that you thought maybe you're in trouble when you woke up this morning?
I woke up, I said, now it's time to do the podium. Maybe they win, and with me could be, I don't know, Fenati.
Fenati, okay.
Mir.
Okay.
But at the end, Fenati was really behind me. I don't know why. And also Mir wasn't super fast. But better for me.
Yeah. You'll take that, won't you?
Yeah, and in that situation, in the race situation like that, in normal races, you can plan things. Was it possible at any time to plan? Because we saw the other riders that were leading, Mir and people like that, end up so far back at the end. Was it a little bit of luck? Did you need the luck on your side? Or was it more, no, I planned that?
No, I think until two or three laps to go, no plan. Only close the eyes, full gas, and we'll see. But then in the last two laps, I said, okay, now for the for two laps to go, I have to be fifth. Then last lap second, and try to win on the straight. But the plan wasn't correct. But it's okay.
Did you? I mean, racecraft does come into it at the end. You know, it must have done. I mean, you look like there. You said, you know, until the last few laps. When you're doing a race like that, are you learning a lot as well?
Yeah, for sure. Because when you are in the leading group, you can every time you can learn something. Something more, because there are a lot of riders in front of you and a lot of overtakes. So this is important because it's also a training, no?
Yeah.
Yes, it's the race, but it's a training for improving race by race.
And so your first podium was here last year.
Yeah.
You repeated it again.
Yeah.
We're going to keep this going?
Yeah, I think it would be great. It would be nice if here I won, but it's okay. Now I have to continue like this and try to do a lot of podiums.
And what about the championship? Because I spoke to you before the season started and you was expecting top three.
Yeah.
Season start has been a little bit mixed. Obviously, you got taken out in Argentina, which was not your fault. But now the momentum is back. You must be feeling confident going into the important part of the season.
Yeah, I think now I'm 100% physical form. And also the bike is coming better and better because we are working a lot with the guys, with the Hollins, with the HRC. And this is really good because we have a little limit on the bike, especially in the front. But we are improving this session by session and race by race. And this is important. So for this reason, we are coming. We are doing races really good.
Yeah.
So we see.
And it's only a few days, of course, until we'll be in Catalonia.
Yeah.
What's your feeling about that track?
Last year was a strange weekend. Mm. Not a good weekend because...
No.
Yeah, but the track I like a lot. Also, the new configuration, I think, is good. I like it. And we see. We will try to fight for the podium another time.
Well, Fabio, thank you for spending some time with us today. It was terrific watching you on track today. It really was a sensational race. Wish you the best for next weekend, too.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
We can hear from the race winner now. Here's Andrea Mignot.
Andrea, congratulations. Finally, you can forget about Assen last year. You can forget everything that happened. You're a Grand Prix winner, and even better, you've done it in Italy. I can tell there are a few tears there for you.
Yeah, after the Czech flag, the checkered flag, I had some tears under my helmet because it's a very important result here in Italy. So now I can ask nothing more. So I'm very happy. The weekend started quite good, but during the weekend I never been so fast. So was a tough weekend, but this morning we changed something on the bike. And I feel good, also if the lap time in the warm-up wasn't so fast. But my feeling was good, so for the race I thought that I have to try until the end. And I do like this, and in the last two laps I was in a good position. In Mugello it's always difficult to because there are many overtakes every lap. So in the last lap I tried to push at my maximum. I was first from the first corner and push a lot until the last corner, and I say I have to try. If they pass me, okay, but in the final meters I realized that I won, so very, 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 very happy. Also thanks to all my team, VR46 and everything.
Mentioning VR46, what did Valentino say to you?
I don't remember. I don't know because we get a lot of noise when with my bike, with our voice and nothing, my tears, everything. But it's the best sensation ever to enjoy with Vale. And all with Vale is maybe the best of the history. So for me now is the best moment of my life.
And there won't be a party, I'm sure. No celebrating tonight, no.
Maybe I will be drunk for one week. No, I'm joking, but because next week there is Barcelona, so I have to stay normally concentrated, and we have to continue to work well, and see you next week, but I try always at the maximum. This night, I celebrate.
Yeah, maybe we'll try and find you. Yeah, I think we'll be able to hear where you and the rest of the team are.
Maybe I can this night. Okay.
Enjoy it. Enjoy that first victory. Congratulations, Andrea. Brilliant.
Thanks, mate. No.
Superb. Such a lovely character. So this is how the Moto3 standings check out now. Joanne Mir is still on top on 108. Aaron Canet is second. And then the man we just spoke to, Fabio Di Gianantonio, is in third place, moving up. Romano Fanati is fourth. Andrea Mignot up to fifth. And John McPhee is in sixth place as he finished on track. Seventh is Jorge Martin. Eighth is Juan Francovera. And Marcos Ramirez. Ninth, Enea Bastianini rounds out the top ten. And we're going to hop back to Moto2 now, because thankfully for our show we have the lovely Matteo Pessini with us. And what an incredible day it is for you today. Tell us how it is. It's been such a long time since you stood on the top step of the podium. Your first time in Moto2, isn't it?
Yes, it's a great pleasure to be back on the podium, especially in Mugello, especially on the top stand of the podium. Then I'm so happy because this race was incredible. I enjoy every corner and every lap, and this is the result, you know. Some years ago somebody said I'm finished. Then now I can say I'm back.
You're back. Yeah. Hey, well, anything changed this weekend? Anything on the team? Anything on the bike? Everything? Because this weekend, you're on it. Every practice session, all the qualifying, you're on it.
Well, honestly, we are strong from the start of the championship. After the first year, last year, we back and we need to work a bit for coming back to the top. But from the start of this season, I have good feelings, especially with my team, with my guys. And after the three mistake in the first three races, we know we are fast, but we need to improve a bit. And last week we made a test in Misano for working a bit on the front part of the bike. And the job was good because this weekend I can ride how I want. And it's a perfect finish like this. Then we make a good job, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, you've had a long career, obviously, winning 125 races, 250 races.
Now Moto2.
And now Moto2. But you'd never even had a Moto2 podium.
Yeah.
And people were saying, maybe now is the end of Matteo's career. Has that been motivation for you, though, to prove people wrong? Because that's what sometimes it's so important in this sport to have that, you know, I will have the last word.
Yeah, sure. I believe I'm not finished, but I'm...
We believe.
I'm like a wine, maybe. No?
Getting better.
With the time, getting better. But no, honestly, I finally find some people and some team believe in me and give me the possibility for work on the bike and on me, on all. Not after just two races, make a judicio.
Yeah.
Then this is the result. Moto2 is a strong category, and for a win here is a hard job, but we made it. Then we are on the good way.
And Mattia, you had to fight for it today. Yeah. I mean, you had Tom Luthi that believed that he could get the win today. At one point, you know, you were having such great battles at the front. Did any of the fan power around this circuit kind of push you a little bit of extra horsepower, maybe?
Sure. Sure, the people here in Mugello is incredible and they give so much support. Then
turn one, last lap.
Turn one.
Tell us what you were thinking here.
Okay. I tell. Oh,
no bad words.
No. But I still believe I can win because in this part I'm so fast.
And this.
Look at that.
Then I
have one more.
Like an animal.
Not so bad.
Not so bad.
But it's incredible, yeah. And also, I want to dedicate this victory to Marco, because last time here in the top step of the podium is with him. And I think also him today give me one pushing back, you know?
And that was a great battle too, wasn't it? Really was. And you've had to wait a long time to do that. Mattia Pressini, huge congratulations today. Superb to see you on the top spot. Thank you for spending time with us on Checkered Flag as well.
Thank you so much to all body. Ciao.
Thank you. Can't wait for next weekend now as well. Yeah, why not? Applause all round. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Let's hear from a man who's a bit like another fine wine, or at least likes a glass of wine. Here's Carl Crutchlow.
Carl, that looked like a frustrating afternoon at the office, maybe a frustrating weekend actually, and it ended in the worst way. Tell us what happened, because I couldn't make it out.
I couldn't really make it out either. I was surfing on top of two bikes, but no, it's these things happen. Obviously at the time I was annoyed with Danny. He's obviously just frustrated that he's in the position he was in, but we were all suffering this weekend with the Hondas, as we know. And that was the end result. We crashed and that's it. So it seemed a bit of a, not a strange move. He came from a long way back, so I couldn't even hear him. And then suddenly I saw him and I was on top of him. But he's 2 weeks with his ruthless moves. But one ended in tears this weekend. And I'm glad he's lost his second place in the championship anyway.
Just finally, is it going to get any better for you in Barcelona?
It seemed, to be honest, when we tested the other week, that it was really difficult. It was probably our worst circuit, and then we came here and maybe thought this was our worst circuit of the year. So, yeah, Barcelona's is really difficult for us as well. The only saving grace is our bike likes to slide a lot, and we can normally do not too bad lap times at the end of a race with the bike sliding. Barcelona, it seemed that a lot of guys are dropping 4 seconds over the long run. But yeah, I was happy enough. In the race today, I felt quite good. I never pushed over the limit. I was making sure I was finishing the race. You know, I wanted to finish the race here. I knew it was difficult to manage the situation with the front tyre. I had a good right pace at the end of the race, and I caught the guys up in front. I thought maybe I could have a last lap, you know, a couple of attacks. I made a mistake halfway through the race and lost 2.5 seconds. So Starting back there, you're hindered as it was, but a big congratulations to Andrea and to Danilo. They rode fantastic, so I'm pleased to see them up there on the podium.
Thanks for talking to us, Cal. Cheers.
No problem, thanks.
Yeah, it's turning into quite a difficult season for Cal as the races unfold, isn't it?
I would say for Honda, there's an issue there that we're not 100% aware of, and they're struggling.
Yeah, what do you think the problem is?
Yeah, well, it's a tyre issue, really. I think they said the rubber was just too soft for them this weekend, and it showed. So, yeah, okay. Not ideal.
Probably going to have the same sort of problems next weekend as well in Catalonia. Can't imagine the temperatures are going to be much different. Highlights for you?
The sun showed up, the Italian rider showed up, the Italian manufacturer showed up. It was just a good day, great day.
Yeah, the Moto3 race, best race I've ever seen. I'm going to go home and sit down and watch it again.
Right, that's it from Italy. We'll be back in a week's time with round 7 of the season from Catalunya. Bring it on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.